Into the Sunset, Part 4 of the Everybody Rides series, by Lady Janelli, read by Hana Nobita. The club is loud, the dance floor a riot of moving bodies and throbbing music. Jordy has been found by a trio of pretty women, passing him around between them and giving each other speculative looks as they take turns feeling him up. Tyler laughs, leaning back against Jamie's chest in the booth the team has commandeered. Jamie slides an arm around Tyler's waist and enjoys the warmth of him, flushed and relaxed from the alcohol he's had so far. It feels good to hold him, to have Tyler trust him to be so close. The first week or so after the incident in the shower, he'd been worried that Tyler was too broken by Boston to do this, to feel safe in his team. But inch by inch, he's opening up, so sweet and hungry. Sometimes Jamie thinks about Tyler's time before and feels this flush of fury that anybody could hurt him, that anybody could be so fucking stupid. Jordy makes his way back to the table, the three women a trailing line behind him, holding hands as they fight upstream through the crowds. "Hey," he says, half drunk as he kneels at Tyler's side. "Hey, it okay if they take me home?" Tyler smirks. "Is that what you want, Jordy?" Jamie snickers to hear their careful coaching turned against one of them. "Yeah," Jordy says, like he doesn't get the joke. "Yeah, they..." He looks over his shoulder, and Jamie thinks it'll be a miracle if Jordy is in any shape to skate the next day. "Go," Tyler laughs, and Jordy still hesitates. "You gonna be okay?" he asks Tyler, and Jamie feels the moment when he realizes that Jordy with the women means no Jordy in their bed. The way Tyler's muscles tense, his breath catches. "Yeah, I..." Tyler falters. "You can sleep wherever you want," Jamie says, just to make sure it's understood. He learned early on not to assume Tyler would make the same connections other people do without the words being explicitly out there. "Alone, or with me, or we can bring anybody you'd like and get a third in there if that would make you feel good." He nuzzles in against Tyler's neck because he likes that. "Whatever you need." "I can stay," Jordy says, and he mostly covers the reluctance in his voice. "Nah, you go have fun," Tyler says, and pushes him away with his foot. The woman behind Jordy pulls him up to his feet and slides an arm around his waist. "We'll take good care of him," she promises Tyler and Jamie both. "You'd better," Tyler tells her, only half kidding, and Jamie loves seeing him confident enough to be the protective one. Jordy grins and goes, and Jamie and Tyler stay a while longer, drink a little more, take a cab home when closing time comes around. There is an awkward moment as Jamie follows Tyler into the shared bedroom. Jordy has been the one of them undressing Tyler every night, a small act of affection and care that Tyler really responds to. Sometimes Jordy jerks him off, standing at the foot of the bed, like this is just something to help Tyler sleep. Jamie's hands hesitate and then lower to the hem of Tyler's t-shirt. He hopes that Tyler understands that it's an offer and not an order, a requirement. He meets Tyler's eyes and gets a small smile and nod before he pulls the shirt off over his head. He unbuttons Tyler's jeans. And seriously, can it be healthy that they're this tight? The backs of his knuckles against Tyler's abs. He rubs the grooves the jeans have left in the skin over his hip bones, just over the waistband of his boxer briefs. And Tyler leans in against him. "We could," Tyler offers, and Jamie nuzzles their cheeks together, but doesn't take it further than that, doesn't turn it into a kiss or take it as an actual invitation. "Come to bed," Jamie says, and Tyler goes easy, curling up warm in his arms. He wishes, for a fleeting moment, that they were in his own bed, not the shared one. Tyler, sweet and real in Jamie's personal space, is an enticing idea, and he falls asleep imagining it. It takes Tyler 12 days to forgive Peverly for telling Jamie about Boston. They talk just inside the door of the locker room after a game, sweaty and breathless, and Jamie clomps around them, glancing once to see if Tyler is okay with this, with how close Rich is to him. He sees Tyler sag suddenly, Peverly holding him up through his pads. He holds Tyler tight, presses a near-desperate kiss to his temple. They stand there for a long time, talking too quietly for the rest of the team to hear. Finally, Tyler lifts his head and meets Peverly's lips, the kiss slow and tender. Rich's shoulders shake with a sob, and he ducks under the kiss, hides his face between Tyler's neck and his shoulder pads. Tyler's eyes seek out Jamie's, helpless, and Jamie shrugs. There's nothing he has to offer. What Tyler is doing seems to be right, and Jamie, he's glad Tyler has forgiven Pevs for betraying his confidence. Jamie needed to know about Boston, needed to know how Tyler was misused by those he thought had the right. The sin that Jamie can't bring himself to pardon is that Rich was there. He saw what they were doing to Tyler, knew the damage being done, and didn't fight until he stopped it. Holy shit! Tyler comes off the ice high on a last-minute game-winning goal, sweaty and grinning. Roussel is at his side. The trainers tagged the cut over the grinder's eye with a styptic pin, so it's not bleeding anymore, but there are dried flecks of red down the side of his face, looking black where it spattered on the green color of his sweater. Some guy on the other team got a little rough with Tyler out on the ice, and Roussel showed him the error in that kind of thinking. It was a beauty of a fight. Fuck yeah, Tyler congratulates himself, and Roussel leans in and bites his neck, growling with post-game adrenaline still. Tyler makes a hungry whine. Fuck, he moans, and starts pulling at his uniform, dragging the sweater off over his head. Do you want? He asks Antoine, and they stumble together into one of the trainers' areas, dropping gear on their way as they try to get out of their pads and touch each other at the same time. Jamie smiles to see it, Tyler going after what he wants, finding someone who wants it too. He changes and showers, takes his time when Roussel and Tyler make a brief appearance before heading to get washed up. Jordy is going home with Dills and Deacon. Tyler rode in with the Bens, so he feels it would be polite to make sure he's taken care of before leaving. He trusts Roos to get him safely to wherever he wants to sleep. But Jamie's going back to their apartment building anyway. If that's where Tyler is headed to, there's no reason for it not to be Jamie that takes him there. Tyler and Antoine come out of the shower, each wrapped in a towel. Roussel sports some frankly amazing hickeys across his neck and collarbone. Jamie snickers. Damn, boy, you marked him up more than the other team did. Tyler ducks his head and goes to his stall, color on his cheeks and a smile on his lips. Jamie shoots Antoine a little questioning glance and gets a relaxed shrug in return. You coming back with me or headed elsewhere? It could have sounded a little more casual, Jamie thinks, but Tyler doesn't seem to notice. Back with you if that's okay, he says. And Jamie nods. Of course. Roussel stops by to give Tyler one last hug before he goes. A grin and a kiss and a, any time, you got it? Tyler seems happy and satisfied as they walk out to the parking garage, as he climbs in the passenger side of the truck and tips his head back. Jamie's mouth goes dry at the sight of his throat bared like that. The vulnerable lump of his Adam's apple, the soft brush of his eyelashes on his cheeks. He wants, so badly, to lick Tyler's neck, to lay a kiss at the corner of his mouth. He's afraid to, after the last time, after Tyler thinking he was a thing for his captain to hand off to someone else to use. Jamie's afraid that Tyler will think he has to take it if he wants to stay in Jamie's bed. For Jamie to keep being his friend, to not lose the admiration of his teammates. That was okay, right? Tyler asks. Like, Jamie has any say over who he fucks and when. Did you want it? Jamie starts the truck. It's not cold enough out to need the heater running, not hot enough to use the AC. And it feels strangely still without either. The corner of Tyler's mouth quirks. Yeah, and he was good to me. Someone just being a decent human being shouldn't bring out that tone of wonder in Tyler's voice. But Jamie is glad it went well. They ride in comfortable silence the rest of the way home, Tyler drifting in a post-coital haze that Jamie will chirp him about later. But for now, he just lets him enjoy it. They play Boston early in November, and when the last practice before then is over, Jamie tells Peverly to keep Tyler out on the ice while he talks to the boys. Tyler narrows his eyes as Jamie steps off the ice, like he knows exactly what's going on in the dressing room. But he doesn't call Jamie on it, so Jamie doesn't change his plan. It feels odd, calling everyone's attention to him, even behind closed doors. He's not entirely comfortable yet to being the focus of things like this. But the guys quiet down right away, all eyes on him. Jordy watches the door, in case Tyler gets a case of stubborn and comes to interrupt. "We're going to Boston in 2 days," Jamie says. Saying the name of the city winds up something tight inside him. "There's one rule for this trip." He lets the pause hang in the air, meets the eye of any guy who doesn't look like he already knows what the rule is. "Tyler is never alone," he decrees. And he's never used his weight as captain like this. Probably won't again for a while. Not in the locker room, not at lunch, not in the goddamn bathroom. Somebody finds a way to shadow him every minute of every day. Jordy and I will handle his sleeping. The rest of his day is teamwork. Nobody is the last to leave him. If something happens and he sends you away, you come to me, Jordy, Pevs, Wits, Roby. You get somebody, and you get them fast. Keep on your toes on the ice as well as off. We're going to play this game fast and clean. Make them look stupid if they take penalties trying to shut us down. We are walking out of Boston with 2 points and all our people intact. There's a quiet murmur of agreement. It wasn't the kind of speech meant to elicit rousing cheers or rounds of applause. Jamie nods at the guys and feels a rush of affection for them, for all of them. A love so deep and wide, it aches through his chest. They get to Boston the day before the game, flying in late and going straight to the hotel. "Hey," Brendan says, as they're splitting up to head to their rooms, pairs and groups dividing off in configurations comfortable and known for an away game. "What size did you guys get?" "Double king," Jordy says. Not that the three of them need it that big. "Got room for one more?" "Two?" Roussel adds, and the tension that's ridden Tyler's shoulders since the plane's wheels hit tarmac starts to fall away. "Sure," Jamie says, and the five head up together. It's an easy fit, Tyler in the middle between Jordy and Jamie, Roussel on Jamie's outside edge, and Dylan on Jordy's. Tyler falls asleep easily, soft and warm in Jamie's arms. There is a tap on the door, an hour or so after they've all settled down, and Roussel goes to answer it. He comes back with Rich, pale and shaky-looking in the dim light that comes from the cracked-open bathroom door. "Shit," Jamie breathes, and Tyler blinks awake, lifts his head and looks around. "Pevs?" Tyler asks, and holds out his hand. "I just had a dream. You were hurt, and I couldn't fucking get to you. I had to see you were okay." Tyler makes an impatient grabby gesture, and Peverly crawls into the bed, burrows in where Tyler puts him, between himself and Jamie. Jamie has no place to put his hand that's better than on Rich's waist, so that's where it goes. The muscles there are tense, his skin cold like he's been out of his blankets for a while. Jamie presses up against him, slides warm legs up against Pevs's chilled ones. "He's okay," he murmurs. "You're okay too." They sleep, maybe more crowded with seven in the bed, but it feels secure, safe. Tyler plays like a fucking magician the next day. Peverly, too. They tie it up to take it to a shootout. Rich scores, and Tyler scores, slips one past Rask, smooth as butter. He skates up the Boston bench, gloves out, and for a heartbreaking moment, Jamie thinks he's serious, thinks he's forgotten who he plays for, who cares about him. Then Tyler's eyes meet Jamie's, full of wicked mirth and so much warmth. After the game, Jamie waits, watches, expects Tyler to try to slip away, but he never does. Marchand comes up once, after the game when everyone's getting cleaned up. "There's nothing here for you," Rich tells him, blocking the way to their dressing room. "I just want to see Sexy a second," Marchand protests, tries to shoulder past, only to have Jordy add himself to the human wall. Rich is unblinking, but Jordy hesitates, looks to Jamie for orders. Jamie knows, if Tyler wants to see this asshole, they can't stop him. If they say they respect it when he says no, they have to honor his yes as well. "Fuck off, Bradley," Tyler calls without looking that way. His hands fumble on the buttons of his dress shirt, fingers shaking. And Jamie is proud, so fucking proud, of Tyler turning Marchand away, even though he's afraid. "Can we get security in here?" Jordy hollers, booming down the hall. And a uniformed guard pokes his head around the corner, makes a call on his walkie-talkie. Marchand leaves before reinforcements can arrive. Tyler is noticeably better after Boston, more peaceful at night, easier with the guys. He picks up a hat trick in December, and they practically carry him to the back rooms, hands and mouths on him, and he comes the first time with Kari's slim fingers inside him, Pev swallowing him down. The Russians hold back, of course. Gonch is at his stall, resolutely ignoring the North American shenanigans. Val, next to him, spares a few shy glances. Jamie resolves to catch up to them later, reassure them that Tyler knows that they're with him in his moment of celebration, even if they don't show it in the same ways. Jamie holds back, separate. For all that Tyler is better, healthier, and he likes being in Jamie's bed and his arms, Jamie can't quite trust the offers Tyler has made, how shy and uncertain he is only with Jamie. It's like he's searching for the right combination of words and actions to make Jamie happy. He can't trust it, that Tyler wants him that way, when he knows Tyler would do things he didn't want, just on the weight of Jamie's authority as captain. Still, he watches, because someone needs to be outside of it, the joy of the occasion. Watching Tyler's face as he's passed around, making sure he knows where he is as he sucks Trevor's dick, as Goligoski tongue-fucks his asshole, as most of the guys take their turn kissing him, licking him, as they raise red hickeys on his skin. He's beautiful, strong and lean. He's beautiful, lost in a sea of pleasure. Jordy jerks off on him. Brendan holds him on his lap, Tyler's legs thrown out to either side of his knees as Cody licks it off again. Jamie's team. Jamie's Tyler. He's achingly hard against the inside of his cup. The team coaxes a hat trick of orgasms out of Tyler and then lay him out on a bench when they're done, grinning and limp, his flaccid cock sticky against his stomach. Unfortunately, it's Jamie's bench, and he's still in his gear. He starts stripping down over top of Tyler, unwilling to kick him out of his spot before he's ready. "Wanna have a go, boss?" Tyler says, watching Jamie's face. He has to be sore, and he's not likely to come again anytime soon. Jamie shakes his head. Doesn't trust that Tyler wants this. He just can't see why he would, as fucked out as he is. He drops his sweaty jersey on Tyler's pouting face, grins at the sputter of outrage. Tyler uses it to wipe up the mess of jizz on his abs, his own and half the team's mixed. Normally, it would strike Jamie as disrespectful to the organization, but this is a special occasion, and it feels like he was a part of it this way. He shucks his gear and goes to the shower. The celebration hasn't ended just because Tyler's done, and Fids breaks off of the tangle there and leans in to kiss Jamie. He tastes like sex and life, and Jamie draws him tight. They read against each other for a little while, and then Jamie turns to the wall, spreads his legs, and Vernon spits on his hand, slicks him up that way, and then works himself inside. It's too dry, too tight, but Jamie loves his team, trusts his team, loses himself in the harsh rasp of it. Sometimes too much is just right, and his orgasm wipes him out, it's so strong. Tyler is still on the bench when Jamie gets out of the shower. Someone has draped a damp towel over him, and he looks dead asleep. Jamie crouches down beside him, calls his name, and Tyler's eyelids twitch and his lips curl into a soft smile. If anybody deserves some rest after that game, it's Tyler. So Jamie goes and gets some warm washcloths and comes back, cleans him gently, and gets Tyler's clothes ready. "Come on, buddy," he says, and gets Tyler sitting up, helps him put his shirt on. "Media is still waiting for you." Tyler goes out and does his post-game interview, relaxed and happy. And Jamie imagines the guys in Boston watching this, the boy they threw away. Tyler marked up. Tyler theirs. And it simmers warm and good in the pit of his stomach. Things are working. They lose to the Bruins at home in January, but Tyler gets 2 assists, and it seems like just another game, another loss to accept and get over. He goes home with Cole that night over their shared goal. Jordy goes with Brendan, and Jamie goes to bed alone, in his own room, for the first time in months. It feels weird, quiet, and he thinks, the next time Tyler sleeps elsewhere, that he'll find another place to go too. He's not expecting the tap at his bedroom door, so late in the night that he has no idea what time it is. "Jamie?" Tyler's voice is soft as he cracks the door, like he'd be willing to leave if Jamie was sleeping sound enough to not wake up. "Yeah, what's up?" He makes himself conscious enough to have a rational conversation, trained by the days when Tyler was so fragile. He realizes that those days are over, that Tyler is strong now, confident in his own skin. He'd have probably been fine if Jamie slept through his visit. "You weren't in the bed. I thought..." "Come here," Jamie says, and lifts the edge of the blanket. Tyler crawls in with him, smells like shampoo and clean skin. The bed is smaller than either of them is used to sharing, and Jamie tucks back against the wall, draws Tyler close against his chest. It's good. In March, Boston comes to the Dallas locker room in the form of Tim Thomas. Thomas makes the right gestures, shaking hands, clapping shoulders. But he's quiet in an angry sort of way. Never asked for this trade. Didn't want it. Jamie wouldn't blame him, except that Tyler goes quiet and skittish. Won't talk about it. Flinches from unexpected touches. Jamie figures Thomas was one of those who put his hands on Tyler back in Boston, made him think he deserved things he didn't want. "Hey," Jamie asks him, on the way home after a practice. Jordy lounges in the back seat and pretends to ignore them. "Thomas, he giving you any problems?" Tyler doesn't turn his head from where he looks out the window. "No, no problems." Jamie should talk to Thomas, he knows that, but he doesn't trust his temper, doesn't trust himself not to punch him for all the nights Tyler used to wake up whimpering in his sleep, all the times Tyler has offered to do things with Jamie that Jamie can't tell if he actually wants, because that's how guys like Thomas told him the world works. So he watches, lets it ride until there's something here and now to talk about. He's supposed to be watching, but Kari gets knocked into the crossbar and concussed. Nothing for it but quiet and rest, the team is told. He leaves the hospital with a goalie coach, and the rest of the team settles into just a few of their homes, clusters of 4 and 5 in any one place. Tyler ends up with the Bens, Eakin and Chasen, too. Jamie doesn't know where Thomas sleeps. Nobody mentions him joining them, and Jamie doesn't care enough to ask him where he goes. They almost have a new routine, a new normal, and then Peverly goes down on the bench. His fucking heart stops right there, and he would have stayed dead if not for the intervention of the medical staff. The entire team is in crisis. Chasen has a panic attack so bad he can't fly. Tyler wide-eyed and stunned. Even Jordy is shaken. Jamie works overtime to keep the guys together, to keep his own shit together. He goes to sleep in a crowded bed and wakes up in a tangled mess of his boys. Fids and Whitney have their own rotating clusters. Everyone is off balance, not right. Everyone except Thomas. Jamie tries to tell himself that it's just that the man is new, that he's not connected to Carrier Rich. But he is. He should be. And fuck him for not falling apart like the rest of them. He can't stop himself from resenting the distance Thomas keeps from the situation. They lose to Winnipeg 7-2, and it's hard to take, coming on top of everything else. Thomas let in 4 and Nielstorp 3 after him. Jamie hadn't been able to make anything work, his only contribution an assist to Tyler through Val that felt more like an accident than anything he'd planned. He sits in his stall, gathering his thoughts, reminding himself that his team needs him, and he has to marshal his resources to have something to give them. It's quieter when he looks up, and he thinks he'll get a shower, talk to the men individually on the plane home, let everyone have a minute, including himself. His eyes seek out Tyler, and he frowns a little at not finding him nearby. Still, Jamie stinks. The reek of failure needs to be washed off of him as much as the sweat. He strips his disgustingly damp gear off, wraps a towel around his waist, and heads for the showers, shoulders sagging. He catches a snatch of conversation on the way, a raised voice, Thomas's, saying, "Gave away the fucking puck 3 feet from the crease. What the hell was I supposed to do with that? Know what that does to my stats? Fucking owes me." The Winnipeg visitors' dressing rooms are a fucking maze, and he's not sure where the voices are coming from. "Isn't Boston?" Tyler's voice comes back, clear and determined. "We don't do that here. Val, get up. Get up now." Jamie turns the corner, trying to follow their voices, just as Tyler and Val hurry out. Tyler meets his eyes, a flicker of uncertainty showing through the crack in his mask of anger. Val looks lost, confused and upset. For all that he's a big boy, he's young, too, and Russian, for Trinity's sake. He never even joined in with the team, disappearing with Sergei whenever there is affection shown. For Thomas to have gone after him, asked him for something like he owed it. There's white noise roaring in Jamie's head, and he lets Tyler take Val out. Thomas scurries after the boys, red-faced and angry, yelling at Tyler's back like he can't even see Jamie there in front of him, like he expects Jamie to agree with him. "He has to learn, you stupid shit. How do you think cup-winning teams are made?" "Not like that," Jamie says, and shoves Thomas back, watching his eyes go wide with surprise. Thomas knows he's in the wrong, or he wouldn't have hidden this. Wouldn't have cornered Val in some back corridor. If he actually thought he was owed, he would have done it in front of the team. Jamie wants to punch his face in, wants to smear him across the wall. "I can't fire you," Jamie says through his teeth. "And no man on this team will give less than his best on the ice, but you are not welcome here. You are frozen out. Do you understand?" "What? You can't." And Jamie turns his back on him and walks away, makes clear Thomas has nothing to say that could possibly matter. He catches up to Tyler in the locker room, standing and looking lost as Val and Gonchar have a rapid and emotional conversation in Russian. "He okay?" Jamie asks, and Tyler nods. "You okay?" And that takes another second for Tyler to self-inventory and nod again. I was just too pissed off to be anything else." Jamie puts a hand on Tyler's shoulder, leans in, and presses their foreheads together. Tyler chuckles and squeezes Jamie's side just above the towel that is still all he's wearing. "Go shower," he says. "We're good. We're good." They fly home that night. Thomas tries a few times to get someone to talk to him. Goligoski turns his back on him. Eakin looks at him and then puts earbuds in, not saying a word. Chasen stands up when Thomas sits down beside him, scrambles to sit by Fids.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Thomas yells, standing in the center aisle of the plane. Lindy looks from Thomas to Jamie, and Jamie shakes his head.
Sit down, son, Lindy says, calmly neutral.
The post-game chatter starts up again, the team relaxing warmly into each other's company, all but the corner of silence that Thomas has been exiled to. They get back to Dallas, have a day off, and then the next day is practice. Jamie has to meet with Jim Nill after, about Thomas, and when he's done, Tyler isn't waiting around for him like he said he'd be. One of the equipment guys intercepts Jamie before he can really worry. Sagan said to tell you he caught a ride with Nichushkin.
Oh, Jamie says, feeling dumb and lost. He stands there for a minute, trying to figure out where he can go tonight, who he can go with.
His phone pings and he looks down at it. Dinner should be here in 20, Tyler has sent him. Ordered your fave. Where you at? Jamie sends back, not sure if that was meant for him or what.
Home. Nil done with you yet?
Jamie smiles.
Yeah, on my way.
The tollway is an unpredictable beast if you let it get too close to rush hour. He thinks about texting Tyler to go ahead and eat, but he doesn't want to become an object lesson for next year's prospects on the danger of mixing texting and driving, so he keeps his hands on the wheel and his eyes on the road. He gets back to the apartment and unlocks the door. The room smells like steak, peppery and meaty. Tyler has made good use of Jamie's delivery menu collection. He turns the corner, ready to tease Tyler for starting without him, and sees that he isn't alone, and also isn't waiting for Jamie for anything, if the dazed look and red lips on Val mean what he thinks they do. They're sitting close together on the floor between the couch and coffee table, and the smile Tyler turns toward Jamie is equal parts welcome and challenge. There's something sharp in Tyler's eyes, and Jamie feels like he missed a lot more than foreplay.
What's going on? He asks, trying for light and missing by a mile.
We are going to eat our steak, Tyler says, and then Val and I are going to fuck, hopefully with you, but if you don't want it, we'll head up to my place. Jamie had half forgotten that Tyler even had a home that wasn't here. It's a weird piece of disconnect to hear him plan to fuck Val there.
And Val, God, Tyler has to know. It's in just about every sensitivity training session he's ever been to. Tyler has been in the NHL just 1 year less than Jamie. There's no way he's missed hearing the talk on the Russian issue. Ovechkin's rotating mansion full of partners aside, the proliferation of monogamy there is pretty well documented. Gonchar lives with a wife.
He clenches his jaw, watches Val lay his head on Tyler's shoulder, the vulnerability as he looks up at Tyler through his lashes.
Can I talk to you a minute, Tyler?
Alone?
Yeah, Tyler says, but he takes his damn time, kissing Val slow and sweet before climbing to his feet and following Jamie into the big bedroom.
What the fuck? Jamie hisses as he closes the door. Tyler can be a little dense sometimes, but Jamie has never seen him selfish like this, and sure as hell not cruel.
I know what you're thinking. I thought it too. I even got Gonch to translate, to be sure I wasn't fucking it up. And let me tell you, that was a level of awkward I don't want to experience again anytime soon.
Jamie shakes his head to clear the haze Tyler's words have induced.
Wait, start over. Start at the beginning.
Tyler takes a deep breath.
You were running late, and it was just me and Val, and I was worried about him, after the thing with Thomas. He was really sad, Jamie. Like, he keeps himself so tight, so strong, and he was shaking and sad, and I thought he was going to cry on me. He said the first one of us who wanted him wanted to hurt him, and how alone he was, and I'm not stupid. I went and grabbed Gonch out of the shower.
Jamie frowns, because Tyler seems so very sure. It's changing over there, Tyler says with a shrug. Gonch said the Soviet ways are fading fast, and kids like Val, they're coming up old style. Family groups and team mean everything.
Shit, Jamie sighs, shame and regret, because it's been months. He thought he was fucking up, Tyler says, glancing over his shoulder like he can hear Val's distress through the wall. I'll take him up to mine, he says. And Jamie shakes his head. You don't have to, if he wants and you want. Tyler's lips press into an even finer line than normal. It would be better with you there, he concedes. You don't have to do anything for me. Just Val. It hurts to be shut out so decisively. But Jamie is proud, too, that Tyler would make himself clear, draw his lines, and stick to them. Okay, he says, and Tyler nods once and goes back to the living room. Val has his jacket on and is halfway to the door, head bowed and shoulders hunched like he does when he is feeling lost and small in the big noise of a foreign country. Whoa, Val, hey, Tyler says, and steps between him and the door, hands out, but he doesn't touch him, doesn't grab him. Is problem, Val says, his accent even thicker than normal, heavy with emotion. No, no, we made it a problem, Tyler says, and Val pulls back, miserable. Hey, Jamie says, coming up beside Val, slow and gentle as he raises his hand, puts it on Val's shoulder. He wonders when he got so old that 19 seems so damn young. We fucked up. I fucked up. I'm your captain. I should have been paying attention, seeing that you needed more than you were getting. Val shakes his head. Not enough score. Not enough win. Jamie draws him in and puts their foreheads together. Val is taller than him by about the same amount he's taller than Tyler, and it feels weird. Not a lot of guys make him feel short. You were perfect. You're everything a team could ask from a rookie. He hopes Tyler is listening to this, too, about reasonable expectations. Val takes an unsteady breath, slumps in Jamie's hands. We should have asked, Jamie says. Assuming. That was his mistake. Want to be part, Val says. And Jamie's hands are brushed off for a moment as Tyler gets Val's jacket off again. Yeah, Jamie says, and leans up to kiss him, tongue flicking out to taste Val's plump lower lip, eyes open as he watches for Val's reaction. And Val, he just melts into it, a sound like a whimper breaking from his throat before he can get it under control again, covering Jamie's mouth, a starving man given food. Hey, we gotcha, Limey, Tyler says, rubbing his hands over Val's shoulders and back, around his waist until he touches Jamie and pulls back again. He laces his fingers between Val's and leads him towards the Ben's common room. Tyler strips quick once they get there, and then everything slows down, Jamie and Tyler taking turns with their mouths on Val's. Lazy kisses as they lay him out on the super king-sized bed. Jamie watches how careful Tyler is with Val, watching his face as he unbuttons Val's shirt, as he unzips his pants. Val arches, eyes closed, as Jamie's hand closes around his dick, as Tyler shushes him and kisses his throat. Too much? Jamie asks when Val makes a sound of indeterminable emotion. Val shakes his head, lets loose a string of Russian. Val, Tyler calls, soft. Val, it's good? Good, good, Val agrees and rolls his hips. What do you want? You have to tell us what you want, Tyler urges, and Val bites down on his lower lip, the worried frown tight between his eyebrows. Want fuck, Jamie fuck, you fuck. Tyler's knuckles stroke back and forth over Val's abs, taking it down just a little. You want Jamie to fuck you? Val nods enthusiastically. Okay, Tyler tells him, leans over to lick where Val's teeth have left a mark in his lip. Okay, we can do that. Tyler goes up, sliding in between Val's shoulders and the headboard of the bed, his knees on either side of Val's ribs. He leans down to kiss Val's forehead and stroke his chest and shoulders with gentle touches. Jamie gets the tube of lube out of the drawer and then goes down. He pulls Val's pants off the rest of the way, pets his legs and waist and hips until he starts to unwind a little, stops being so tense. The first finger goes in easy, the second less so. "Been a while?" he asks, and Val's eyebrows go up in question. "Long time no fuck," Jamie tries instead, and Val nods. "Season." The word is like a punch to the gut. Jamie's failure as captain to get his guys the things they need. "Take good care of you," Tyler murmurs, and Val's knees part a little further, giving Jamie room to fit between them, to kiss the inside of Val's thigh as he finds room for the third finger to fit up his ass. Val breaks when Jamie finally, finally puts his dick in him, hands clenched in the bedclothes as Tyler holds him and Jamie fucks him. One great heaving sob, and Jamie stops, holds himself still as Tyler checks. "This good?" And Val hooks his heels behind Jamie's ass and draws him in again. "Oh, Nishka," Tyler breathes, and Val comes like that. 19 years old, he comes like he's been holding back for hours. Jamie goes still inside him, then starts to move again slow as Tyler gives Val his fingers to suck on. 19 years old, Val barely starts to soften before his body catches up to his desire again, steadily rising. Jamie picks up the pace, gentle thrusts becoming solid, pounding into him. He meets Tyler's eyes, and his rhythm falters. He wants Tyler to want this, to want Jamie to do to him what he's doing to Val, to feel Tyler around him or inside of him. He wants Tyler to look away, because this is too close to what he needs and can't have. Jamie wishes he had the strength to close his eyes, to shut it out, but Tyler holds his gaze as he comes. Jamie collapses down, breathing hard. Val squirms under him, wanting to come again, and when Jamie doesn't have much to offer, he pushes him off and twists around, straddling Tyler's hips and guiding him in with one hand. Jamie just watches, dick twitching and throat dry, as Val rides Tyler, the way their bodies slide together. Tyler's face as Val's hips roll, as Tyler bucks up into the slick of Jamie's cum. It doesn't take long, not at all. Like seeing Jamie fuck Val got Tyler so fucking close. They collapse together when Tyler's done and Val's had his second orgasm of the night. Jamie gets up to grab them wet towels and bottles of water, his legs shaky and his stomach uncertain. When he gets back, they've switched around. Tyler has found a comfortable spot with his head pillowed on one of Val's thighs, Val's other leg thrown over Tyler's waist. He toys with Val's hole, one finger stroking around the rim, dipping into the first knuckle and tugging the edge, thumb brushing over his perineum. He runs his finger through the dripping cum, spreads it around. "Again?" Jamie offers, and Val shakes his head. The corner of his lips twitch, but he looks too relaxed for a real smile, deeply content. Jamie crawls onto the bed and passes Tyler a towel and Val a drink. It looks like Val is enjoying being sprawled on, so Jamie puts his head down on Val's chest. Tyler's ankle slides against Jamie's, and they might sleep tangled up in each other every night, but this casual caress, when they're both sex-satisfied and happy, seems like more. Jamie's stomach rumbles, and Val snickers. "Up," Tyler orders, and they untangle themselves, stumbling and uncoordinated. Jamie goes to his closet and puts on sweats, tosses Tyler his. Val pulls on his underwear and t-shirt, and they wander out to the living room, where their dinner is cold and congealed on the table. Jamie closes the open boxes and stacks them up. He goes to the kitchen and moves the food onto real plates so he can microwave it. He comes out of the kitchen when the food is done, and Tyler is saying, to ask. The answer won't always be yes, and that's okay too. Val looks a little lost, whether because Tyler is introducing a foreign way of approaching things, or the language barrier has caused problems again, isn't clear. Sometimes people say, no, no fuck, and no problem, Tyler says, trying to simplify and making a fool of himself. Look, watch, he says, like he just had a great idea. Tyler turns to Jamie. Hey, Jamie, wanna fuck me? Jamie blinks, because he knows what Tyler is doing, trying to help Val, but hearing the words makes him want. Tyler gives him a little urging head bob, and Jamie says his line without conviction. No? Tyler grins. See, he asks Val. I ask Jamie all the time, and he keeps turning me down. It's no big deal. Val looks from Jamie to Tyler and back again, like this is not at all clear. Dinner? Jamie offers, and puts the plates down on the coffee table. They eat and relax and lounge around. They break out the video game controllers and take turns trying to distract each other as they play. It's good and fun. Val leaves them around 10, casual kisses and all right in his world. A girl say she call, so maybe I call, he tells them. Russian girl. Jamie is kind of amused how easy it is to turn things around with Val. He walks Val to the door, and when he turns back, Tyler is lounging on the couch, watching him. Hey, Jamie says, and Tyler smiles, hays him back. Jamie snorts at the ridiculousness. If you ever actually wanted to, you know I wouldn't say no, right? He asks. And Tyler blinks, the smile on his lips falling away. What? Jamie shrugs. I would want to, if you wanted to. Want to fuck, Tyler clarifies, his voice flat in a way Jamie hasn't heard for months. Jamie shrugs again, starting to feel weird. Maybe this isn't what Tyler needs. Maybe Tyler thinks he's pushing for it. He finds the TV remote and flicks it from the video game to the DVR. There has to be something he can use to make things normal again, some distraction. You turn me down all the fucking time, Tyler says, so soft it sends a chill down Jamie's neck. What? Jamie feels like there's a joke being played on him somehow. Maybe his hearing is failing. He lets himself fall back into the chair, needs a little space right now, but Tyler doesn't give it to him. Tyler stands up and comes over. I ask and you turn me down all the fucking time, Tyler says again, and it doesn't make any more sense. When? Jamie asks, and Tyler makes a frustrated noise, throws his hands around like he just missed an empty netter. Tonight, Tyler yells. When we were at that bar in Pittsburgh, last week at the grocery store. The night I got the hat trick, the first time we were alone in bed. Jamie frowns. You waggled a zucchini at me in a suggestive manner. I didn't think that was an actual offer. Tyler stares at him. His lip twitches, and for a second, Jamie thinks he's maybe about to get kicked in the crotch. Tyler snickers, anger breaking away. He goes soft then. The worse I ask, the less it hurts when you say no, he admits. Fuck, Jamie sighs. I thought I took from you that first time. I thought I was one of those guys who'd never given you a choice. You ask when you're drunk or fucked out or like it's a joke. He wants to stand up, wants to touch Tyler, but he doesn't think he can be the one to make this move. Tyler stops pacing, goes so incredibly still that Jamie doesn't think he's even breathing. His hands are at his sides, fisted tight, and he's working his jaw like he has to force the words up from his gut. I always wanted you. Always. I thought you didn't want me anymore after you heard about Boston. No. Jamie's rejection of the very idea comes out like a promise. No, that didn't change how I wanted you at all, knowing. It just made me want to be more careful as you needed me to be. And if that meant never... Tyler takes the two steps that separate them and climbs into the chair on top of Jamie, knees on either side of Jamie's hips, pinning him there. He leans down, lips nudging Jamie's. They haven't kissed since that time Jamie blew him in the showers in front of the whole team. It feels taboo to do it now, so long denied. There's no hurry to it, no rush. They were each balls deep in Val a few hours ago, so there's no urgency. Tyler tastes like garlic from the steak seasoning, and beer, and still a little like Val. Jamie likes this, Tyler's solid weight on his lap. He likes looking up at Tyler. If Tyler is free to walk away, then Tyler is here because he wants to be. Tyler's short fingernails scrape up the back of Jamie's neck, and he arches into it, is held there when Tyler grips his hair. For a long moment, Tyler just stares down at him, and Jamie wonders what he looks like, lips parted and eyes full of yearning. He wonders if it shows how much he wants, so much there should be a word for it. Tyler leans down, slow, 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 and kisses him again, lips and jaw and throat. He rolls his hips, and there's nowhere for his knees to go that'll get him crotch-to-crotch grinding action, so he rubs up against Jamie's sternum instead. "Ty!" Jamie gasps, hips arching off the seat. The slow build is making a hell of a fire. "What do you want, Jamie?" Tyler whispers, dances his tongue over Jamie's lips, and pulls back before Jamie can reciprocate. "Anything," Jamie answers. Tyler cocks his head like he's considering all of the wonderful options available to them. In that moment, there is nothing he can think of that he'd deny Tyler. Nothing Tyler could ask for that he'd possibly object to. "Fuck me?" "Yeah," Jamie breathes, the immensity of it wrapped tight around his chest. "I want that." Jamie wraps his arms around Tyler's hips and scooches until he's sitting on the very edge of the cushion, both of their weights centered over his heels. The hours he spends in the gym every week pay off when he pushes up to his feet, lifting Tyler with him. "Bed," Tyler says, and twists in his grip. "That way," he clarifies, pointing to Jamie's door with a small bed behind it. Jamie's space. Jamie's personal space. And thank fuck it's not far to carry 200 pounds of professional athlete. It feels right to take Tyler there, to carry him. Tyler grins down at him, and it's perfect. Tyler's head makes a solid thunk on the doorframe as they pass under, and he barks out, "Oh, fuck!" And Jamie almost falls backwards as Tyler curls up, hands up to protect the back of his skull. "Shit, shit, shit," Jamie says, and settles Tyler on his feet. Tyler starts giggling, and Jamie checks him over to make sure he's not bleeding. He is aware that it's totally inappropriate to laugh at a guy who might have a sex antics-related concussion, but he can't help himself. Tyler lifts his head and kisses the grin off of Jamie's lips, fists his hand in the collar of Jamie's t-shirt, and drags him to the bed. Jamie lowers him down, gentle with his bruised head, and Tyler goes easy, relaxed and happy-looking. Jamie kisses him again, covering him with Jamie's weight, feeling Tyler breathe under him, hands dancing over Jamie's sides. He breathes into Tyler's neck, smelling him, tongue flicking out to taste him. Tyler pushes up against him, hard in his sweatpants, and Jamie sits up enough to dip his fingertips under the edge of the waistband, stretching the elastic away from Tyler's skin. "Yeah," Tyler breathes, and lifts his hips. Jamie helps him slither out of the pants, watching Tyler's face like he might change his mind, like Jamie can't really be allowed to have this. Jamie has undressed Tyler often enough that it's not weird, until Jamie is visibly reminded that Tyler hadn't put any underwear on after Val. "Get naked," Tyler orders, laying Jamie's worries to rest. He sits up enough to pull the t-shirt over his head, makes a "hurry up with it" gesture at Jamie like he's not keeping up. Jamie's no idiot, and he strips down. Tyler is staring at him like Jamie is something beautiful. It makes Jamie go slow, to crawl over Tyler like he's making a show of it, to kiss his way up Tyler's leg from knee to hip, licking into the crease between torso and thigh until Tyler laughs and squirms. He touches, hands running over the sparse hair of Tyler's thighs, thumbs on either side of his balls, back over his perineum, pressing dry at the tight pucker of his ass. This close up, Tyler smells like Val and sex, despite the quick cleanup they'd done. Jamie leans in and takes Tyler in his mouth, down until Tyler's at the back of his throat, pulls back to look up and meet Tyler's eyes. "You can hold on," Jamie says, and Tyler's hands come tentatively to his head. Jamie breathes on his dick, teases with his tongue, opens his mouth, and surrounds the head with too light pressure. Tyler groans, hips pumping up and fingers clenching tighter in Jamie's hair. Jamie rewards him by closing his lips, sucking hard for a second. He puts pressure on his thumbs, not trying to get inside, just pushing a little. "Lube," Tyler practically begs, squirming under Jamie. "And this is not the room for that." Jamie kisses the inside of Tyler's knee one more time. "Sorry, there isn't. I'll be right back," he says, and hurries to the other bedroom to get the tube, still lying on the rumpled covers from earlier. When he gets back, Tyler has turned over, stretched out on his belly, arms crossed under his face, his legs spread enough to give Jamie a breathtaking glimpse of his ass and balls. Jamie just about dives into that inviting scene, licking his way along the curve of Tyler's butt cheek, thumb finding his hole again. Tyler groans and arches his ass up, and Jamie is not saying no to that invitation. He buries his face in the crack of Tyler's ass, pushing with his mouth, flicking his tongue out to breach Tyler, to force him open with slick, wriggling warmth. "Fuck," Tyler groans, hands clenched in the sheets, knees spreading wider for Jamie to fit. "Please, Jamie, please," Tyler pants, half mindless with it all. That Tyler would allow Jamie this, much less beg for it. It's almost overwhelming, a gift he isn't worthy of, but is ready to do everything in his power to deserve. He pulls back, licks his lips, and tastes Tyler there. He pops the cap on the lube and pours a generous dollop on Tyler's asshole, chases it back up with his fingers when it runs down the crease of his leg. He expects Tyler to be tight, but he's so turned on, so fucking hungry for it, that his muscles relax around Jamie's fingers. Jamie spreads him open, one thumb and then two, fascinated all over again by how unbelievably smooth a person is inside. Tyler comes up onto his knees, and Jamie switches two thumbs for three fingers, and then four, finally getting to a hard stretch that makes Tyler whine and push back on him like he's trying to get Jamie's whole hand inside of him. "I've got you," Jamie promises, pets Tyler's lower back to settle him. "I've got you." He pulls his hand away and drips more lube on his dick. And then he lines up against Tyler, wraps his arm around Tyler's waist and pulls him back. Back and then up, Tyler's weight impaling him on Jamie's dick. "Jamie, Jamie, Jamie," Tyler cries, like Jamie isn't the only one searching for a bigger word, a word that fits how important this is, how amazing they are. "Got you," Jamie says again, and wraps his hand around Tyler, his grip firm as Tyler fucks up into his hand, down onto his dick. Tyler makes a wordless cry, and Jamie bites down on the muscle of his shoulder as he comes, as they come together. They collapse onto the bed, breathing hard, and Tyler starts to snicker. "Not exactly the reaction I was hoping for," Jamie has to say, and Tyler laughs outright. "We are so fucking dumb," Tyler says, like that's the joke. He squirms forward until Jamie slides out of him, turns and curls in against Jamie. Jamie smiles and nuzzles in against Tyler's jaw. "Were," he corrects. "We were dumb." Tyler hums his agreement. They're sticky and sweaty, and it's perfect, lying there tangled up together. "You want to stay here tonight?" Jamie asks, his eyes slipping closed. "I want to hear what you want sometimes," Tyler counters with, and Jamie sighs, content. "I want you to stay. Will you?" Jamie says, and Tyler kisses him. Yeah, Tyler says. I want that too. The end.